Haftaira for Shabbos Chazayin finishes off. Tzion b'mishpat tipada v'shaveh b'tzedaka. Tzion should be redeemed with justice and her attorneys with righteousness. And that's exactly how we finish off this bracha. Hashem is the melech oyhev tzedaka mishpat v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. These words come together. Evidently and clearly, those words are based on this pasuk. So what does it mean v'tzadkenu b'mishpat? Kesson Nahira explains that Hashem, yes, of course he's going to administer justice, but he should do so with tzedaka. There should be some rachamim, some ahava, some chiba. Hashem's love for us should be revealed from the fact that he unites together with us, totally different to the mishpat of a bas of Adam, of a human being. Just pure justice. When Hashem's justice is applied to Klal Yisrael, it's an example of tzedakah mishpat, where in fact the whole world will recognize Kedushas Yisrael. And in fact, through the mishpat that Hashem administers to us, we're actually going to get everything that's good and wonderful and beneficial. But Hashem is the one who's oyhev tzedakah mishpat. The Bach explains, he loves his people, he loves his creations, when he fulfills tzedakah mishpat. In fact, that's what Klal Yisrael is all about. Pasuk says in Bereishit with Avraham Avinu, Ki Yadativ, because I know him, says Rashi, because I love him. L'man Hashem Yitzaveh is Banav is Bnei Beisa Achrav. Avraham Avinu is going to command his children, his grandchildren, children of his house after him. V'shamru derech Hashem, they're going to guard the way of Hashem. La'asayis tztaka u'mishpat. That's what we're meant to do. The way we bring Hashem into the world is through acts of tztaka u'mishpat. Because that's what Hashem loves. Making his presence manifest through this synthesis of tzedaka and mishpat. In fact, the Siddur Beis Yaakov, the Yavetz of Yaakov Emden says, in the bracha of Ashur Shofteinu, when Hashem says to Moshe, Ve'ela HaMishpatim, these are the laws you're going to place in front of them, the mitzvah of appointing Dayanim. He says, Melech Oyev tzedaka mishpat. The mishpat is not that Hashem does the mishpat, but actually that we do the mishpat. And Hashem loves us as a result of the fact that we execute mishpat in this world. So one of the kavanas is, Hashem loves that his children do tzedakah mishpat. And that's the point. It works both ways. Of course Hashem loves tzedakah mishpat. And therefore he loves it when we do it. And that's what the Navi Yeshaya is telling us. That's what the Navi Yeshaya is telling us. That Hashem realizes that Klal Yisrael won a collision course. That it was all going horribly wrong. We weren't executing justice in the way we were meant to. We were not creating the model society that Torah envisaged for us. And therefore it all got taken away. So how do we get it back? Tzion b'mishpat p'tipadav et shaveh b'tzedakah. Tzion will be redeemed with mishpat, with justice. And to attorneys with tzedakah. We have to be that. Hashem loves that. Hashem wants that. Hashem expects that of us. Tzedakah mishpat. I have tzedakah mishpat. How often do we not pay attention to these little words in the Shemoneh Esrei? They're huge. They're concepts. They're worlds. And this is the key to Geula. To be people who tap into the fact that Hashem loves tzedakah mishpat. And we live lives of tzedakah mishpat. And then he loves us even more. And he'll restore us, as Hashem, to where we're meant to be and literally bring us home.